I'm Corvin Hayes, Lord Hayes, Gothfallen Court, and I just wanted to read some of what Donnie.Least said. Very interesting. Very interesting. So, let's see. I don't know how much of what he said I'm going to be able to look at anymore, but, one thing he said was,
he was talking about, he felt like the magic J.K. Rowling wrote about was real, because that's the only way she could get a book like that published or whatever. Okay. I just said magic is real. I mean, I've been doing it for my entire life. You'd think I would have found out before now. But anyway, I don't know what I said, but Donnie said, it's all the same thing. Unfalsifiable bullshit, and you are quite literally delusional for believing any of this shit. If you say so, Donnie. And I suggested Ask and It Is Given by Esther and Jerry Hicks. Which is a very good book. And Donnie said, no, I am not going to like a book about manifesting your desires with woo-woo bullshit. You're engaged in fallacious reasoning, faulty logic, and delusional thinking. Go research logic, epistemology, and skepticism, then come back and talk to me. Yep, been there, done that, Donnie. I don't remember what I said, but Donnie said, bro, I'm literally as far from angry as I can possibly be. I am being 100% honest with you right now. If you took it negatively, that's your problem, not mine. Educate yourself and get a better standard of epistemology, because you have a fundamental misunderstanding of how reality works. And I said something or other like, I make the Matrix squirt, Donnie, and I can make her squirt all over you. And I said, well, did you know you can just go around believing in the idea of belief and beautiful things happen? I said, that's something else or another, I said. And Donnie said, no, that's not how any of this works. You are uneducated. And I said, I'm going easy on you because I like you. Donnie said, limfow, laughing my fat ass off. I could debunk your entire worldview while shit-faced drunk. Go read a book. And I was like, how dare you use my line? I'm the one that tells people to go read books. I got one right here. It's the book that I told you about, Ask and It Is Given. Interesting. I'll just read this part. This is page 141 of Ask and It Is Given by Esther and Jerry Hicks. Process number one, the rampage of appreciation. When to use this process? When you want to parlay a good mood into an even better one. When you want to enhance your relationship with someone or something. When you want to deliberately maintain your current good feeling set point. When you want to maintain or even improve your current good feeling. When you want to deliberately focus upon something that is beneficial to your set point. When you are driving, walking, or standing in line, and you want to do something that is creatively productive. But yeah, anyway, like, if you're going to go around, you know, saying, oh, I'm not going to check that out because it's woo-woo. Well, I guess you ain't going to get, you know, very much woo out of it, you know. Yeah, I don't believe everything that's in the Bible, but I still think it's an interesting book, you know, right? You show people where the water is, but you can't make them drink. You're actually a crazy person. Go take your meds, bro. Hey, people want me to
stop taking drugs, and then people want me to take drugs, and it's like, what you want me to do? I can't do both.
Delusional. I don't sound any type of way. I'm not talking, I'm typing.
And I said something like, did you know you can walk around feeling like shit and still be putting off positive energy? Some other stuff. And Donnie said, nah, because you're using the word energy wrong, so everything you said is incoherent. Go eat a dick.
Yeah, somebody spit in Donnie's coffee or something. Because we've been liking each other's posts for a good minute. So
that's okay, though. I'm having a good time.
Lumfow, show yourself to the library.
I do. It's fine. And I quoted something he said, and I said, how have we been talking this long, and this is the kind of stuff you believe? I should be getting paid better to deal with these damn students. And Donnie said, because you're an uneducated fool and you think you know more than you actually do.
Yeah, okay. I think somebody just spoke their standpoint.
Yep. If you know what I'm saying. And I said, you're fine. I like you. Please don't go away. And Donnie said, too bad.
Maybe you should have spent a year in college instead.
Oh, Donnie's an awfully negative person for... yeah, awfully negative person. Yeah, I clicked follow. 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 Yeah. Yep. I guess Donnie thought I was being negative. I guess maybe Donnie was projecting his shadow, or trying to project his shadow onto me. That's okay. I'm sure later he'll think about what he said.
I'm sure, because who else is saying this kind of stuff, you know?
Just wait. I know we were talking for a reason. I mean, we were following each other for a good minute, and then somebody spit in his coffee, and he just, you know, mad little doggy, and, yeah, that's the way the cookie crumbles, baby, and I got Donnie forever. I know my sweet little minions when I see them. I know it. Because if they know they ain't got nothing to do with me, they don't say nothing to me. Donnie think he can get away from me by blocking me. I don't think so, baby. It's too late now. You're mine forever.